This is WMUK, information and inspiration for Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. Kalamazoo County is considering whether to join a program that's meant to help businesses become more energy efficient. It's called Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, and it aims to transform the unfavorable lending environment for those projects. Advocates say it's a simple and effective way to boost local business while shrinking its carbon footprint. But they still have to convince local merchants and the county that it's as good as it sounds. Art Toy walks down the steps to his basement near Lawrence in Van Buren County.
This house used to sit in Kalamazoo near the West Main Myers.
Downstairs, monitors track the output of 24 solar panels in Toy's front yard. His business partner, Dan Alway, says he can tell from the numbers that the sun just came out.
There's a period of time when there's a bounce of light off the cloud, and it increases the solar output to higher than the rating on the solar panels.
Toy and Alway don't just use solar power. Their company, Four Elements Energy, consults on and builds solar systems for clients across Southwest Michigan. They work on wind projects, too. Alway says he thinks they would see a bump in business if Kalamazoo County became a PACE district.
Of course, the number of jobs would increase, which would mean that we would need help and so forth on that. And I really do see the potential of significantly more solar inputs in the Kalamazoo area.
More than 24 states have established PACE programs. Michigan passed its legislation at the end of 2010. It covers a number of upgrades to commercial and industrial buildings and apartments, though not private homes. But it's up to local governments, cities, townships, and counties, whether they want to participate.
A really wide range of counties have joined. Huron County on the tip of the thumb.
That's Andy Levin of Lean and Green Michigan, which administers PACE programs for Michigan's local districts.
Grand Traverse County, Traverse City area, Ingham County, our state capital area, Saginaw County, and in Metro Detroit, Washtenaw, Wayne, and Macomb.
And a company in Southfield has just begun work on the state's first PACE-based project. Energy improvements can be hard to finance. Even when they lead to big savings, they can take a dozen years or longer to pay off. That's too long for a typical 3 to 5 year commercial loan.
Imagine how frustrating it is for businesses who hate waste. They don't want to waste money, but they haven't had a finance mechanism that works to do this kind of improvement to their property.
Levin says PACE is that mechanism. It works because it makes the debts for those projects more secure than they normally would be. It does that by tying them to a tax authority. Repayments on a private loan become a special assessment on the borrower's property tax bill.
And it is the county who then collects it with the typical tax bills and pays it back.
That's Bill Rose of the Kalamazoo Climate Change Coalition, the group behind the push for a local PACE district. He says a PACE-based loan, which puts a lien on the property, is the kind of debt you can't shake.
You know, if there was a business that went bankrupt, the first business to get paid back, or the highest priority payback, would be against this lien related to the property assessed clean energy and the energy upgrades, the energy efficiency upgrades that were made.
Those layers of security help lenders feel better about loaning money for the long term, 15 to 20 years, which some projects might require. Rose says it's working in states with established PACE programs, and he adds that it could make a real difference for the environment.
Because if we can save on energy, we're using less energy, it means less carbon dioxide being released to the atmosphere, less greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. Hopefully that begins to slow down, and hopefully someday we'll get to the point where we can reverse global climate change.
Rose says the Climate Change Coalition's current task is to explain the program to businesses, elected leaders, and the public, and to emphasize that it's not a tax. He says several local businesses have expressed interest in PACE. He declined to name them, saying they prefer to remain anonymous while they study the details. Kalamazoo County Administrator Peter Batani says there's much to like about the program's emphasis on clean energy.
But there's some detailed questions we need to try to get to the bottom of.
Batani and his staff will eventually make a recommendation to the county commission on whether they should adopt PACE. He says his top concern is whether the special assessment puts the county on the hook if a borrower defaults.
I begin to wonder if what they're really looking for is the full faith and credit of the county to back essentially back the loan. Now, that would be very problematic if that were the case. But I don't know that that's the case.
Levin says it's not the case. If an owner were to stop making payments on a PACE loan, he says, the loss would fall on the lender. The payments merely pass through the county. Batani and his staff are set to meet with Levin and with Rose of the Climate Change Coalition within the next few weeks. Batani says he expects the commission to take up the PACE question by the end of the year. Rose says he's prepared to wait longer, but hopes to hear a decision by next summer at the latest. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.